I was wondering just how you did that.
Uh-huh. And then your double tree, I'm not a drawer, you see that. Your double tree goes as a hole through that, see?
Uh-huh.
And you just put that up and drop your pin down through here.
I see, and the tongue would be coming on either on top of it or on bottom, on the bottom, along here, huh?
Yeah, your chain would be along here, or the tongue, either one. And this clevis here would be through the length of the chain, come up like this, and then you put your mm-hmm. signal tree up here. When I was about 10 years old, the Barnum & Bailey Circus came to this town, and they had this wagon here with 40 horses hitched to it.
Okay.
And that fascinated me. They was hitched four and abreast, 40 of them, and they had 40 lines on to them. And one man drove them.
40 lines?
40 lines. A few years ago, I don't know, maybe it's been 5 or 6 years ago, I was down to Florida, and we was down at John Ringling's home. And I've been to that some 2 or 3 times. And the folks went through that, and John had made him sort of a little museum out in the ground. And I was out there fooling around, and I found that wagon.
Oh, yeah?
And it was labeled. And, you know, it just kind of thrilled me when I found that thing, when I saw it when I was about 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
Today, that is sitting in the window of the Circus Hall of Fame in Sarasota, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's the largest and most expensive bandwagon that was ever built in circus place.
Well, if it cost $40,000 in 1896, they must have had a lot of valuable material in it.
They do.
Got a globe here, too.
Yeah, got a globe on there.
Have you seen the big globe in the new building down at IU?
No, I haven't.
Have you been in Valentine Hall down there?
No, but I'm going down after that. Today.
Oh, are you? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, stop around the newest, tallest building.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine Hall. They have a huge globe in the basement. It's 6 feet diameter.
Is that right?
I'm not sure whether it'll be spinning today. I think maybe they pull the plug out and something. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't. But it's huge. And it has a relief, you know, it has a continent sticking up in the mountain, sticking
mm-hmm.
up in the sea going down.
Yeah. But that kind of fascinated me, see. Now, maybe you want to...
Well, I was curious. Let me ask something about this. Did you ever call this whole thing a double single tree?
No, I never heard it called that way. That's just... when you want to get, as you say, a double single tree...
Because that's really what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, in reality, that's what it is. You would say, go get the single trees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you said the single trees, that would mean that you'd get the double single tree, as you
mm-hmm.
say, see?
Yeah.
That automatically takes care of that hectare.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you didn't want the double, you say, go get me a single tree.
Yeah. That means you just want to hit one
horse. Just want to hit one horse.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way what you would say there.
Are horses the only draft animals we ever use?
Yeah, horses are the only thing we ever use.
Oh,
yeah.
Pretty cool.
Another thing, in threshing, of course, nowadays we combine everything. We go out in the field with a grandstand and combine, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I have only saw one of these outfits. In the olden days, they had the thrashing machine and they had the steam engine. But when the straw would come out of the back end, it came out on elevators or carriers.